So it is the beginning of summer, so to speak, and everyone's ready to enjoy a little time away. Instead of driving for hours on end or flying across the country, how about exploring the city we live in and enjoy a staycation right here in Chicago, or at least a short escape outside the city? At WTTW.com, there's a section called Chicago on Vacation, based on Jeffrey Bear's TV special with the same name. You can explore the history of the places that Chicagoans have been visiting for generations, and you can plan your next adventure. It's really cool. His latest series, also, by the way, is The Great Chicago Quiz Show, and you can binge watch that tomorrow if you've missed any of them. You have produced some amazing programs about our city, and I was saying earlier to Steve Bertrand that you can jump in at any time. It's like watching a good movie that you just love, and you can jump in anywhere in it and just watch it for a little while. Mm-hmm. Those are your specials, because you always learn something, or you forget what you've learned and you relearn it all over again. It really helps you right. appreciate, though, the, you know, and I did already, but it really made me appreciate the architecture and the beauty of our city.
Yeah. You know, I mean, my wife will, I'll tell my wife a fun fact about Chicago, and she'll say, that's really interesting. I'll say, well, you know, it was in one of my shows. So, you know, even she forgets that she's seen them. So, like, people with short memories, you can just watch them over and over again.
You absolutely can. You absolutely can. Well, in the Chicago on Vacation, and, you know, I remember this from a couple years ago when the special first came out, that you can go to the website and kind of click around what you want to do and how long you want to stay, and it kind of gives you some great ideas for where to go and what to do, you know, without driving or flying, you know, exorbitant miles to get there.
Yeah, so it's WTTW.com/vacation. And the whole idea of that show, we did it maybe 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess with the pandemic, it was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I just had this idea that, and I grew up in the Chicago area, there are just these iconic places that we've all gone. But probably just like my shows about Chicago, you know, we go there, we visit there, but we really don't know too much about mm-hmm. what these places. And we found out, so just all this wonderful history about, you know, all these places, Galena, Starved Rock, Lake Geneva, the Indiana Dunes, New Buffalo, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so the show, which you can also watch on the website, you know, isn't like, oh, here are like five interesting things to do and what hotels you should stay in and what restaurants. It's really the history of these places and what's really interesting about them. And then the website, you know, gives you some actual tips about where, you know, what you can do and where you can stay and so forth. So it's kind of a great companion to the show.
Well, what I love about it, too, I mean, obviously, you know, people have just started this spring to start getting out again and driving around. And we did a little bit of that last summer because, you know, numbers were down and stuff, and we felt comfortable, you know, taking a trip up to our boat and all that. But, mm-hmm. you know, to rediscover some of these places, like I haven't been to Starved Rock in years. We used to go to Galena all the time in the fall, but mm-hmm. I haven't been up there mm-hmm. in a while. Yeah, I'm in Lake Geneva all the time. Dell since I was a kid. And what it did is it reminded me that this is just a really cool place, different adventure, and it's not going to take me a lot of time to get there. And time is of the essence these days.
Yeah, and each one of these places has such an interesting story, you mm-hmm. know, that goes along with it. I mean, Galena was this lead mine. Galena was a bigger city than Chicago at one point. You know, there was a lot of debate about it, which is going to become the big city, Galena or Chicago. And of course, Galena, you know, in the late 1700s, early 1800s, has the big advantage because it's on the river, mm-hmm. and we don't have railroads yet. We only and the canal made Chicago possible, connecting the Great Lakes to Mississippi. This hasn't been built yet, you know. So go, and there was this America's first mineral boom. You know, you hear about the gold rush. This was a lead rush. Lead was a big commodity. You know, they made bullets out of it. They mm-hmm. made all kinds right. of things out of it. And so Galena became this boom town. And, you know, the Galena River, these riverboats used to come right up into Galena. But they weren't very environmental about the way they were doing this, and there was all this runoff from the mines and things, and the river eventually silted up, and lead kind of didn't last as a commodity, and so the town kind of became this ghost town, and sort of by accident it was frozen in time. So nothing was torn down, but nothing was really happening. And then some artists discovered it, and I don't know when this would have been, in the mid 20th century, and they started, you know, restoring things, and not tearing them down, you know, restoring the place. So it's this, you can walk down the street and it's like, wow, this is what this place looked like in the 1800s, the early 1900s. Every place we go on this show has crazy stories like that.
William Galena, I mean, that's just such a, first of all, just such a peaceful place. And yeah, you do feel like you're going back in time. There's so many, you know, before there was Airbnbs, there's just a ton of B&Bs around there to experience it. Each of those houses that you're staying at has its own story also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which I love about
That's absolutely true. And a lot of those big houses were built by the sea captains, by the riverboat captains who were the kings, you know, and wealthy, or the owners of the riverboat companies. So you have kind of these mansions in Galena as well. I'm just kind of looking at the website right now and just remembering, because it's been 3 years.
It's been, But Lake Geneva, like, what, you know, people go up there all the time. Like, what are some fun facts that you, that people might not know about that area?
Well, Lake Geneva was really the getaway. It was so close.
Yeah.
It was the getaway for wealthy Chicagoans. And actually, they had a branch of the Chicago and Northwestern Railroad extended out there. Mm-hmm. So they could get to these they were building the, you know, and of course, I should say, as is true in Galena, this is true anywhere, there's a whole Native American history that gets, you know, shoved aside when the the Native Americans are summarily kicked out of this area with some pretty bad treaties, some pretty unfair treaties in the 1830s. So I'm not even going back to the Native American history, but after the Native and there was and there's a whole story of the Native Americans, you know, leaving Lake Geneva and looking longingly out over the lake as they know they have this treaty's been signed and they have to leave. But it does become this hideaway for the wealthy Chicagoans. So there's up in Lake Geneva, there's the path around the lake. I'm forgetting the exact name of it, but you can literally circumnavigate the lake on this path, and the path goes right at, you know, it's right at the edge of the lake. So it's right where all these mansions, these
beautiful,
huge mansions
amazing.
Are. And by sort of a tacit agreement, this path is kept open, and each property owner maintains the path. As long as you stay on the path, you don't tread onto their property. But you're going across the property of all these fabulously wealthy you know, captains of industry who had these mansions on Lake Geneva. And, of course, at certain times of the year, a lot of the year, the best way to get to your mansion was on a boat, on a steamboat to your private dock rather than a dirt road. And so there is still a working steam excursion boat up there, along with some other vessels. And one of them is the mail boat.
Yes.
And so once a day, these kids, they get a summer job delivering the mail, and they have these, you know, the boat never stops. You know, it does a slow pass by the dock, and the kid jumps off, runs to the mailbox, puts the mail in, runs back, jumps on the boat. Everybody applauds, you know, because it's
if they make it.
And of course, once in a while they don't. And that's a big funny, you know, kid went in the drink, you know.
But you know what? You also mentioned the railroad, you know, over by Lake Como, which is just a little bit down the road. There's still railroad tracks, like in the wooded areas, that are just left there from the original time as well.
Oh, I love that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. We're talking to WTTW's Jeffrey Bear about Chicago on vacation. We're gonna test his knowledge of Chicago, which he's going to get everything right. But we've got a few quiz questions for him, and we're going to do that next on 720 WGN. WGN Radio, and we are talking to WTTW's Jeffrey Bear. So, you know, I've got about 4 minutes, and you're doing this great Chicago quiz show binge tomorrow. On the station. 5:30 p.m. And so I thought we'd do another round of questions. Are you ready for this?
I am. I can't believe we only have 4 minutes. I've got a few for you. I'll go with just the true false one.
Okay.
Because they're quicker.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, let's kick this off. All right, here we go. I'll start off with asking you, which of the following famous Chicago institutions opened first? Was it A, the Field Museum, B, the Museum of Broadcast Communications, or C, the Museum of Science and Industry?
A little plug for the Museum of Broadcast Communications there, which you're the president of.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to say, well, it would have been the Field Museum.
That's correct. 1894. That is absolutely correct. Which of the following amusement park attractions was first introduced in Chicago? Was it A, the roller coaster, B, the carousel, or C, the Ferris wheel?
Oh, the Ferris wheel. World's Fair of 1893.
No question. No question. You got one for me?
Sure. True or false? Half Day Road on the North Shore is so named because in frontier days it was a half day's journey from Chicago.
False.
It is false. Everyone on the North Shore thinks it's true. It was actually named for an Indian chief, Chief Half Day.
Really?
So named because he could do a task in half a day that a normal person would take a whole day to do.
Wow. No clue.
My wife calls me Chief Two-Day.
Two-Day?
Nice.
Nice. What is the original name of Wrigley? Okay. Go ahead. You next.
No, go ahead.
What is the original name of Wrigley Field? Is it West Side Park, Wegman Park, or was it always called Wrigley Field?
Oh, it was Wegman Park, home of the Chicago Whales.
That's right. Because the Cubs played at West Side Park. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, West Side Park is where they played before they got to Wrigley.
Right, and you know, their name originally was the White Stockings.
I know, it's crazy.
The Cubs were originally the White Stockings.
I know. That's going to kill a lot of Cubs fans. Yeah, absolutely. All right, you next.
All right, at the futuristic World's Fair in Chicago of 1933, one of the attractions was a display of actual premature babies in incubators.
Oof. True.
It is true. Display of living babies in incubators at the Chicago World's Fair was one of many displays staged by this phony doctor named Martin Cooney. He showed them as sideshow attractions at places like Coney Island and Riverview. But he was credited with saving thousands of preemies in the days before hospital-based neonatal care.
Before he made his money the wrong way.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, let's see this. What classic Chicago-based TV show turns 60 this year? Is it Kukla, Fran, and Ollie, Bozo Circus, or BJ and the Dirty Dragon?
Oh, wow. And this is a museum of broadcast communication. I'm going to have to say Kukla, Fran, and Ollie.
No, 60 this year is Bozo.
Oh, man, am I old.
Bozo Circus, 1961 in September. All right.
Oh, how about that?
You got one for me. Go ahead.
I do. True or false, the state beverage of Indiana is water.
it almost sounds goofy enough that it could be. I'm going to say true.
It is true. Oh. Indiana State Resolution number 20 in 2007.
Wow.
Water.
There was a lot of effort put into that. All right. Which Chicago pizza joint is widely credited with inventing deep dish pizzas? Is it Lou Malnati's, Pizzeria Uno, or Giordano's?
So there is so much debate on this.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
Pizzeria Uno claims to be the first.
They claim 1943. Yeah. All right. One more from you, and then we're going to go to news.
Okay. Oh, God. I got to pick a good one here. Which of these took place? I guess this is multiple choice. Which of these took place at Soldier Field in 1937? A ski jumping exhibition. B, a simulated safari with lions, giraffes, and elephants. Or C, the world's first demolition derby.
B.
Actually, a ski jumping exhibition.
No!
The Norgi Ski Club from out in the Fox River Valley built this giant ski jump right over the press box down to the field.
Got it. Chicago on Vacation. All of Jeffrey's tours can be seen throughout the year on WTTW. And if you want to own them, you can get them at WTTW.com. And the Great Chicago Quiz Show, binge it tomorrow night. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Hey, thank you.
Have a great weekend, bud.